We'd like to welcome Ron and Betty here, and it's been a long time coming. And today is September 24th, 1995, Sunday. We've received word that Doris and EJ will not be here today. And what they'd like to do is, well, Commander had asked that I read this writing from this morning. And then that'll pretty much explain things. And then we can get a few comments from Mr. Jackson and maybe have a little question and answer session with Ron. I'm sure he's got a lot of things he'd like to share with us, and I'm sure everybody's got a lot of questions of Ron. So we can also do that. So right now, I'll go ahead and read the writing from this morning from Commander. Keep your eye on the sparrow. Today we stand atop the bridge over troubled waters. Will the bridge stand through the flood and undermining of the waters gushing about the foundation? Probably not. I note that many come in hopes of great conquest or great riches or great spiritual happening. You wait for landings, sightings, miracles, and an easy journey. The only easy journey, my dear ones, is into the empty promises and hollows of deprecation. Look up this word, for it has meaning you might not think fits, but does. As come through the false directions offered by this plague come upon your lands. We all wait, we all hope. But are our waitings and hope focused in the correct directions? Rarely. Ron comes to thank you, each and every one, for all you have done in his behalf, and we bless you also for sharing and daring. Can Ron fulfill that which he promises? You constantly ask me. It is now an opportunity to ask him. If you are somehow under the misconception that Ron works for me or even with me, you err. Ron is a man who feels he can do wondrous things for your nation and himself. He has to care for himself before he can do anything worthy in behalf of a nation. So don't jump to some erroneous conclusions of my meaning in this context. Remember, I work with my deadliest enemies. We each have a direction and a mission. They intertwine, no more and no less. You don't even want saviors, listeners. You want money. So will there be money? Mr. Jackson says yes, but he has promised that for almost 2 years, and he simply finds it impossible to function, as he expressed thoughts of how it would be. Life happens while you make other plans, remember? Some of you have rushed here this day thinking that, he finally brings money. Whoopee. No, he doesn't. He comes to bring thanks for your support, and he brings information which he feels to be noteworthy of your immediate needs. I happen to disagree with his perceptions and input in almost all arenas or areas, but I am not trying to build a new order of any kind, simply awaken those who wish to wake up. Anarchy and chaos. Anarchy is staged to sweep your nations of the world in a very short period of time ahead. It is now obvious that it will not be averted, for you still march to the drum major headed down the road to chaos. Will we finish our mission? Yes. Will we build and bring ability to preserve ourselves, say, in this valley? I don't know. You need financing for that task to be done properly. But what is happening is the elite are laughing at you. Promises do not pay bills, and I will no longer base my promises on those of another. You have not liked the responsible actions necessary of late, and still you come to us to fix it and make it right and shiny and new. No thank you. Those who did help to see that the paper can be printed, save one or two, have diverted their efforts and attention, along with all their assets, into a different direction. Or perhaps the upheaval of this old, rotten-to-the-core government overthrow is the most important intent. It is of no intent or consequence to me. The only way you will salvage a government in any kind of goodness is through starting anew. But if you then simply place one king in the slot of the old king, you have only replaced a king. Is that the intent of the would-be saviors? What difference does that make? You are still demanding a king to solve your problems, and he will certainly do it for you, but you are then stuck with that which comes. I would like to see you turn into a new vision, not just another or lesser dream game. Ron tells us that we are under incredible surveillance. Fine, I enjoy the protection. He says you all need far more protection than we can give you. Who would that be? How could that be? Contact didn't even make it to the ADL list of bad kids. Carlson's Hawaii Phoenix efforts did, but Contact did not. Does this mean that I question Ron's information? No. I do, however, question your intent and motives regarding same. Ron will tell you he serves Creator. I serve God Creator. So we would seem to have the same intent and journey. We have come to a place in your manifestation of childhood's end, and further journeys must be made beyond that of nation, and to accomplish that, we threaten not the system. We would hope to simply build a better one which serves the ones who wish to participate and leave those who do not wish to join us to do whatever they wish to do. Eckers came to this place and thought they were beginning a new life with some positive building and retirement. I interrupted that direction. Green will ask you if you want to follow a two bankrupts who steal from you. These people took out bankruptcy of a company because the value of their home had reached the level of well over $400,000, and since 20 years prior they had paid $60,000, they preferred bankruptcy proceedings rather than pay the incredible taxes involved with the differential. They are now bankrupt, for they gave everything they could borrow and offer to this work. I'm not going to ask them to fix one more thing, not anymore. EJ has tried to serve to the best of his ability in a massive losing battle against all odds of even yourselves with interest in the Institute, and you even want them to fix the rifts in your personal blankets. Margie, there is just one panel missing from the wonderful quilt of love, the crucifix. Some go forth now saying Dharma has picked up a dark energy, so we do not need to cause you or anyone discomfort. You may find your peace without concern of my position. I serve one direction, light, truth, honor, integrity, and love with humble gratitude to my beloved Father of Perfection. I do not come as a ship jockey, people. I come as commander of the hosts of God Creator to show you the way in truth and honor, that you who would do so would find the journey home comfortable after we serve our mission required of human form. Our real friends. The paper this week is to be made possible by the same beloved ones who have always been there when needed, so that others could hide behind secret copies in fear of being on a list of some kind. The safety, readers, is in being on the list of subscribers. Does anyone out there hear me? The security is being on my list. Is there any intelligent life out there? Ron tells me he has not been to visit his land in New Mexico, where ones are already preparing to gather for the New Republic. I suggest a trip there as soon as possible, for what is being in expectation is going to be a miserable struggle all the way. What if they never released your funds, Ron? The debts are now so tremendous for you who work in that arena as to be unable to repay without industry or funding. This puts you into the very position you would least like to find selves. Ron is one man who would seem to threaten the highest of the elite. These elite pretend trepidation of information against them. No, they will pluck you like chickens when they are ready to do so. The force you seek is not enough, for even with the military armies behind you, you have not enough force to build peace. Force and peace are oxymoronic statements. Do I have agreements? Yes, and I have kept mine. My stewards have kept theirs, and their last responsible actions have been met with outright confrontation and hateful actions. The accomplishments will be held so that the security is maintained. However, the security is only for the banksters unless gold doubles as originally presented. We have a debt of service to those out there who are just finding that what we have and bring can heal their bodies and souls. And yet, I find that those works have to support everything. We find that with adjustments there, it can be enough grain to carry part of the lease on the farm to make it to the new year without foreclosure, perhaps. This is with the purchase of grain from back east and a prayer and baling wire to hold the grinding machines together. Love doesn't hold it together, dear ones. You can love all you want to, unconditionally, and it will do nothing, frankly, not even bring the lover in joy and peace. Somebody has to take responsibility and not just suggest somebody else fix it. What of the other projects underway and waiting? We will do that which we can, for no seeking of venture capital will slow. If ones meet agreements, we move rapidly. If not, we move ever more slowly. If we are compromised by the content of contact, we will back off. After all, it is only your lives. I needed to spend yesterday in consideration of possibilities, and the travels took us in a loop of what will be some secure areas. I am seriously thinking of asking EJ to stop his legal battle with the injustice courts, settling without further pay to endless attorneys and the system, and I am seriously considering relocation. The products and businesses are in Nevada, and we can write anywhere. I am tired of asking my handful of workers to longer bear these burdens. I am mostly considering the area of Isabella at this time. We can more easily build where our enemies aren't gouging out our hearts every minute of the day. You insist on treating this as some cult or groupie family. No, we may well be family. We are not a clutching, smothering, bickering family. There is no longer time or energy for bickering. You are in it, people. You had better get busy tending your families, for it is coming down on this nation in mere weeks. I wonder how many will even notice the change. We'll attend the paper and reduce the size if necessary. We cannot abandon the very ones we came to serve, so we will continue with the products for dead martyrs are not worth much these days. I am a teacher, not a politician. I am a way shower, not a member of the AMA or ABA. You can have all the new nations you please, and it will change nothing if you continue to have such goals as physical accoutrements advantage. To avoid discomfort, I have chosen to leave this message for EJ and Doris, are tired to the bone and are continually assaulted and had while in my service. I require impossible things of them, and they, like you, continue to hope, pray, work, and share to the best of their ability. After all, that they were asked for more and more and more. We do not wish to make any group gathering uncomfortable for anyone. We do not wish to dampen any honor of appreciation for Ron and Betty or spoil their opportunity to share with you and give their own appreciation to all of you. If, by this moment in time, some have not come because of confrontations, please, someone call them and give them opportunity to join with you without discomfort. This is a time of joy and decisions. Discernments and directions must be for selves. I have one last request in this writing. Rick and Brent, do not even go near the Gorby meeting. Don't even think about it longer. You will be damn lucky if there even is a West Coast a week from now. Besides, even for journalists, the funds are gone. We will have some individual business meetings within the next short while as we sort and batten down for the storms of all kinds we can expect immediately to descend upon us. Hopefully Ron will be able to get us some help for ongoing activities, even if only for closure. He is trying, but he is being royally reamed, as well as is the rest of humanity. Bless you, friend, and may your negotiations bear fruit, for I, if no one else, understand, see, and know your difficult position. Things do go the way of life while plans are thwarted and broken. However, all of you who are within hearing, I shall not lightly accept further breaking of contracts and agreements, and I think a nice big earthquake near old San Francisco might be interesting during the Gorby Chronicles. I will close this and thank Brent for reading it. I want you to enjoy your time of friendship without the burden of our presence, for we have much work to do elsewhere as we dig out of the problems at hand. Henceforth, we will not have open meetings, for it seems to cause great discomfort for those who would wish to advertise us as cult. I seriously doubt Mr. Jackson considers himself a cult leader, but that is now his official ADL classification. Worse, Ron, they are planning to pin some cute scam sting on you, so please watch your backsides, but do not forget to watch the front as well. They plan to suck in everyone who works with you, so I cannot caution you strongly enough to protect those with whom you work in Nevada, most specifically. We will, however, be having meetings to share information in business, happenings, and joint ventures of all kinds. Yes, indeed, especially spiritual truth. That is the biggest problem I witness, for spiritual truth is not that to which you cling to make what you do somehow acceptable. God is open and, yes, unconditional in his expectations and his allowances. He expects you to know the difference. Sail trimming. You who would still wish to be called can make your wishes known. We may well have to rent out the offices of the editors in the multipurpose area where the meetings are held to pay the rental fees. We have no alternate area available at this time. Mr. Green claims to have a tie-up with Sipapoo, so I guess we don't need to worry about making the movie either, and that stops all controversy about which August will get us into the movies. I suppose you can fill in viewers with such as Showgirls, which is sweeping your silver screens in computer highways and byways. Dream on, fair children, for in October it is time to put the test to the test. The elite rulers will move into a fire drill security while they open the Gwen and other manipulation circuits full blast upon you, the people. Man is going to go nuts as you get your instructions on how to go totally mad and then come into fully controlled robotic presentation. If you can't figure out where you are, just get a copy of the Ito Doctrine he read as jury instructions in the Simpson trial. He is not even an elected judge, and he officially destroyed for all time to come the judicial jury system of a fair and just constitutional system. If it didn't sicken you, you are still in a fog too thick to clear in time. I hope you noted during this time segment that Mr. Clinton, through presidential directives, bailed out paper-wise L.A. County. You are under martial law, and don't you, for one blink of an eye, forget it. Ron can well explain this statement. Please ask Ron about the Simpson matter. You see, you don't have to agree with everyone to enjoy and share and work with someone. Ron says he knows Simpson did the murders and has it directly from the Dream Team. No, he didn't. I have it on visual input. It is worse than a simple double murder. It is the murder of a nation. So who is jerking who around? Only the shadow knows. Even this depends on who is the jerky, jerker, jerk, or observer. Mankind wants to get rid of truth and God's annoyances. Got it? Salute. Okay, what Commander wanted us to do is to ask Ron to come up and speak briefly and then just kind of get into a question and answer session with him, and everybody can ask questions and Ron can answer them if he wants to. So let's hook him up here.
I see a couple of faces I haven't met. Couple of people, right?
My name is Brett Porter.
All right, and
I'm Audrey Johnson.
I thought you might be Audrey Johnson. You have written me five times. I have all five letters. And you are
David Williams.
David, nice to meet you. I think that's everyone else, I believe. I really enjoyed your area. In fact, this morning Rick took us out for a little drive, and we were up in the mountains, and I made the comment to him. I said, it's too bad mankind can't get along like the side of that mountain does. All the trees and the vegetation and so on. The air's pretty clean here compared to where I live, but I really enjoyed it. And it's very nice to finally see some faces to some names I've known over the last 2.5 or 3 years. What the commander is doing this morning is he is sort of preparing you for some things that I passed on to Doris and EJ over the last couple of days. Our country is about to change radically. When I say radically, in his message, he just mentioned something. Some of you will not notice what's going on. That's a little hard for me to accept, because what is about to take place is going to affect every one of you sitting in this room and every other single person. I'm not going to go into a great deal of detail, however, I'm going to give you an idea of what to expect in the very near future. First of all, I'm not sure in this room how many people are a part of or attached to entitlement programs. Those programs are about to be, shall we say, suspended for a short period of time. That short period of time, and incidentally, anytime you want to interrupt me, please do so. So, that short period of time, I would envision somewhere between 2 to 5 months. Now, in the event that there are some people here who do not know what entitlement programs are, I'm about to give you some information that has not hit the media and will not hit the media until after the fact. But entitlement programs are Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment, aid to needy children, any type of funding that comes from the federal government is going to be stopped.
That includes welfare?
Yes. Now, I should explain this a little bit to you. The reason that it's going to be stopped is the federal government does not have any money.
Ron, this is Ed Young back here in court. Your absolutely something came on the radio this morning. Very important, the way you just said. That's shocking. On KNX radio in Los Angeles this morning, about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they made an absolute announcement saying that all of you people with T-bills, treasury bonds, treasury bills, and that, because unless Congress increases the allotment that they allow for overdraft on the Treasury Department, you won't be getting your interest checks starting November 15th.
That's correct. There's going to be no more interest checks, period. Anything that has been placed in the computer system as of now will be paid on or about the 5th of next month. After that, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Are you saying then you get Social Security next month?
Probably. Now, I don't want to tell you that these programs are going to be discontinued.
Right.
Any liability that has been incurred by our government is going to be assumed by others. Now, let me explain to you what others means. We are about to enter into something that we're not very used to in this country, and it's called anarchy. The reason that we're going to go into a limited form of anarchy is really out of necessity, because we have a number of factions, not just one or two people. We have literally thousands of self-serving people in this country. You know them as the American Medical Association, the American Bar Association, the Council on Foreign Relations. They run a wide spectrum of self-serving organizations, and we have to put a stop to it. Our country can't afford to do what it's doing right now, so therefore, we're going to have to clean our act up before we can even assist anyone else. So we are suspending, or all foreign aid is about to be suspended. Any assistance type programs that cross any international borders or go offshore will be stopped. Now, you can all imagine that there is going to be a number of problems that we're all going to face. Our money is worth nothing. We have a fractional banking system that is owned and operated by 12 families. There are many people who say our money is owned by the United States government. That is incorrect. The people of this country are supposed to be the United States government. We no longer are in that position. The United States government is a corporation that went bankrupt in 1934. They have us for receivers. A few gentlemen in the Netherlands, or Holland, which recently purchased Barings Bank in England. So, in essence, what I'm telling you now is I'm giving you absolute and total confirmation that there is no longer a conspiracy to control or overthrow this country. It exists. It has existed since even prior to, but this present or current conspiracy started with the Rothschild family. but did not go into full effect in this country until the 1860s. It has continued on through the first income tax in 1895, which was later overthrown in 1896, up to 1913, which will prove to be the worst year in the history of this country. February 3rd, the fraudulent ratification of the 16th Amendment, and December 23rd, the signing of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. So we are now coming to the point where many of you have read my writings where I have said 1995 is the year of the Patriot. A number of us, and when I say us, I'm referring to a group of people who share some ideas about how the country should be ran. It does not mean that all of our ideas are correct. However, we do have to provide, because no one else is doing so, an alternative. Our alternative happens to be something that's been around a long time, and that's the Constitution of the United States. Now, under the War Powers Act of 1934, the Constitution was, in effect, according to legislation, suspended. Well, we have our visitors from my neck of the woods. Mr. and Mrs. Brewer, now from Las Vegas, formerly from Colorado. Willie Brewer and his wife. Well, let's not get off the subject, because I have a lot of territory to cover in just a very short time, and I do want to take questions from you. We're coming to the point where every person in this room is going to have to make some decisions. We all know and we all think that our country is a free country.
No.
Every one of you are wrong. You're under servitude and you're under bondage. And just the debt for Social Security, the unfunded liabilities for Social Security alone, is $588 trillion. Now let's put into perspective what that means. The national debt, it is so claimed to be $5 trillion, which is false and erroneous, but that's the information that's spread to us. The liability for the Social Security, i.e. so-called trust fund, which never existed, is $588 trillion. In proper perspective, we have 265 million people, men, women, and children, in this country. If every person in the United States went to work, and this is as of August 1st of 1995, at $25 an hour, you would have to work continuously until the year 3,262, just to break even and pay the principal of that debt back at $25 an hour. Now, if there is someone around here that thinks that Mr. Greenspan is a saint, or that Bill Clinton is the answer to our problems, or that government as it exists now should continue on, why then, by all means, go help them out, because believe me, our government is going to need some help. Before the end of the year, we will see the end of our government.
What about the employees of the government?
They were looking for a job and they went to work as a civil servant. And they're going to have to go back, and if necessary, we will put back soup lines. We will reestablish the WPA. But there are a lot of people, I imagine, sitting in this room, and I hope not very many, but I'm sure there are some of you that have your money put into the stock market. You better get it out. If you have government bonds, you better cash them and take your penalty now, because you may be delayed for a period of 1 to 2 years before you will have access to those funds. You will be repaid. Any lawful debt of this country will be honored. But things such as commitments to Mexico or Israel or Germany or Russia, kiss them off. Another problem we have in this country is, and it's being repeated over and over again, is jobs. The reason we don't have a lot of jobs is because people such as General Motors just opened a plant in Mexico. Zena just sold out because they can't afford to build their products in this country anymore. At the takeover, all a big business will be given 1 year to return to this country. If they do not, we will nationalize them. Our financial institutions in this country, Wally?
Who is we?
I am a part of that group. You will be told that very soon. It, for obvious reasons, right now you will not be told. There are several people involved. You will know probably within a couple of weeks. That's how soon a lot of things are about to come down. I hope that all of you will be patient. The commander's been trying to tell you for a number of months, in fact years, what was coming. Well, it's almost here. Now, let's get back to, I have a number of commitments that I've made to the people here in Tehachapi. I've had some difficulty with the government, and the points are not really significant, but some of my former employers are not the people who are involved in the delay of my money being released. And in reality, it's not my money, it's their money. But the point is, I have control of the money. Other people are circumventing the release of the money. We feel that it will be within the next 24 to 48 hours. My purpose for coming this weekend is to meet some of the people that have written me and to pass this word on that I will be assisting and fulfilling my commitments as quickly as possible. And also to let you know that I have a great deal of confidence in Doris and EJ and the staff at the Phoenix Institute. And there will be those who will come to the Institute with a lot of ideas and a lot of recommendations. And I would ask all of you to caution those who would do that, that Ron Jackson is going to be around, and I'm going to assist these people in every manner. And if it means protecting them, make no mistake, the Phoenix Institute is going to carry through with every one of their projects. Everyone is going to be funded, and I hope you're all a part of it and enjoy what it's going to turn out to be. And it's going to be, I've seen the figures, I've seen the plans, a great deal of thought has gone into this. And it's going to be for the betterment of mankind. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there isn't some duplication in New Mexico. As many of you may have heard, I have some property in New Mexico. And as the commander mentioned, and these plans have been in the mill for a long time, I am going to provide an alternative. Now, an alternative to what? I'm farming my own county, and the county ordinances will start out with the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. After that, then the people involved and the part of the community are going to make up the rules, and as long as they conform to the Constitution, I'm giving the entire property to everyone who is a part of it. We're going to build an alternative. We're going to have a city, and quite possibly a collateral government will be formed there. A lot of work has gone into this. We have a lot of efforts that have taken place, even while I was in prison. And they are rapidly becoming a reality. So I want you to hang in there. It's not easy from my position, but nothing for a stepper, nothing I can't handle. Now, any of you have any questions about any subject, please feel free.
The microphone.
Here, let's get everybody.
Yeah, in the back.
You were getting ready to mention the bank situation, and then you were cut off. And
all right. Well, that's. I can go into a little bit of the detail. There has been a new currency printed up, and it's very similar, if any of you have traveled internationally, to that of Australia. It's red, blue, and green. Well, yes, but it's very similar to Australia's currency. We have a problem with our currency because of the debt incurred by it, and we have a number of legalities that enter into a new currency that we have to be very careful of. First of all, everyone is expecting a gold-backed currency. Historically, throughout history, any currency that's been backed by any tangible substance has lasted between 20 to 40 years. I'm not suggesting that we should not have a backed currency. However, here's the problem that you have. We have several laws, and because of the suspension of the Constitution, they come in and they apply to us because we are, in effect, been declared as enemies of an entity known as the United States government. Now, this may sound a little far-fetched to you, but we have the War Powers Act of 1934, and a state of emergency was declared at that time, and what this War Powers Act does is give them the authority to act in a manner which is not consistent with the law of the land, which is the Constitution. In other words, they can do anything that they damn well please. And you will take the brunt of it, because they can say, and they is the government, can say that anything affects this nation. So how this applies to the currency. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 set up what is known as a fractional banking system. Now, if you would like to know what a fractional banking system is, it is a Ponzi scheme. It is a pyramid scheme. And what it does is it incurs debt that is put aside or prolonged. In other words, your children and your children's children have to repay this debt. We go ahead and we do what we're going to do and let the next generation or two take care of it. While this isn't the right thing to do, it isn't the moral thing to do, so therefore, our first act is we must rescind or repeal the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Then we progress in history to 1934 when Roosevelt was there, and we have what they call the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. This is where the federal government came out and implied that we as individuals could no longer possess gold. Now, at that time, And what most of you do not know is that is an act of Congress. And most of you think that an act of Congress means that it is a federal law. An act of Congress is not a federal law unless it applies or conforms to the Constitution. The Federal Reserve Act does not and therefore only applies to one of the entities of the two that we have in this country, the United States. Many of you in this room think you know or think that you live in the United States. You do if you admit that you do. But you're not citizens of the United States. You are citizens of the sovereign state of California, or you can be anything that you want to be, but if you adhesion yourself to the United States, then you have to follow their rules. So the second thing that has to be done is we have to repeal the Federal Reserve or the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. Now, we all come up, and some of us in this room can remember 1942 when we had a little law passed where the government came to us and said, we're in a war. We need a couple of cents out of every dollar. We're going to take it out of your check and it's going to last for 2 years. That is what is known right now as federal withholding. That is the income tax. They lied to us then, but now they were lying to us before. So, in order for a new currency to be issued, the third law that has to be rescinded is the victory tax of 1942. Then we come all the way up to our present time, and most of us in here can remember Lyndon Johnson signed the Coinage Act of 1964. Everything had been done by the money manipulators except that the mint or the coinage wasn't covered. So, number four, before we can have a different kind of currency, that law has to be rescinded. Now, we have to go back to the 94th Congress, and it's called Public Law 94-564. This is known as the Bretton Woods Agreement. Now, two things happened when this agreement was signed. This created the International Monetary Fund. This created the World Bank. But there is one paragraph in there that is the most devastating piece of legislation ever signed or passed by our government. It authorizes the chief executive of the United States, the president, to issue what is known as presidential directives, PDDs. That law in its entirety has to be rescinded. That's the fifth item that we have to do before the new currency can come in. So I'm getting to answer your question. Several years ago, we signed a treaty. And in that treaty, we gave, in effect, the United Nations the power to tax this country based on 1 or 2 cents a dollar. And, in effect, we sold our treasury to the United Nations. Today, Donald Rubin receives a check, not from the Treasury of the United States, but from the United Nations.
Hold on a second, let me put the tape.